May 26th, 1914. On the surface is the storm. The sea is in turmoil. Waves clash and leap one on another and break with a mighty uproar. But all the time, under this water in fury, are vast, smiling expanses, peaceful and motionless. They look upon the surface agitation as an indispensable act. For matter has to be vigorously churned if it is to become capable of manifesting entirely the divine light. Behind the troubled appearance, behind the struggle and anguish of the conflict, the consciousness remains firm at its post. Observing all the movements of the outer being, it intervenes only to rectify direction and position, so as not to allow the play to become too dramatic. This intervention is now firm and a little severe, now ironical, a call to order or a mockery, full always of a strong, gentle, peaceful and smiling benevolence. In the silence, I beheld thy infinite and eternal beatitude. Then, softly, a prayer rises towards thee from what is still in the shadow and the struggle. O sweet Master, O supreme giver of illumination and purity, grant that all substance and every activity may be no more anything other than a constant manifestation of thy divine love and thy sovereign serenity. And in my heart is the song of gladness of thy sublime magnificence.